Greetings in the name of our wonderful Savior and Lord, your speaker, John Horn. And we're going to notice now with you a few further thoughts in connection with the second of 11 parables that's found in the Gospel by St. Luke. And we have the story in chapter 10 of the Good Samaritan. I should, however, like to point out something that precedes it just a little. In other words, we have what occasions this most important parable. There was a lawyer, and in fact, if you turn to verse 25, you'd come across a statement that goes like this. Behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Now, here was a man who as yet had not learned his helplessness and his hopelessness. He had never as yet had discovered to him his fearful plight in the sight of the Holy God. And so, our blessed Lord Jesus Christ meets him on the very ground that he takes himself and holds up the law of God. And if a person wants to earn his way to heaven, then, of course, it can only be done by keeping fully God's holy law. And the first four of those commandments bring before the full measure of man's responsibility to God, and the last six bring before us the full measure of man's responsibility to man, which he had never done and no one has ever done. You know, the only one who has met the claims, the full measure of God's holy law, was our Lord Jesus Christ. And so that one who met the claims of the law, thank God, he it was who took the guilty sinner's place, and yes, thank God, he takes the curse. Now, if you were to turn to Galatians chapter 3 and verse 10, you would there read, For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, Cursed is every one that continueth not in all things written in the book of the law to do them. So that's where we are all found in nature in the first man, Adam. But oh, I'm glad I don't have to stop there. I'm so thankful to God that I can go on and read to you what Paul has to say in verse 13, which says, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, Cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. And so our Lord Jesus Christ took the curse and sustained the wrath of God that we might be delivered from the curse of that law, and that the blessing might flow to us. It flows to all who come, who accept the Lord Jesus Christ as personal Savior. Now, one further thought I'd like to stress, just preceding what we'll take up in some of the broadcasts that follow, the story of the Good Samaritan. This young man, we read in verse 29, he willing to justify himself said unto Jesus, and who is my neighbor? You know, you'll never get saved. You'll never be on your way to heaven until you justify, not yourself, but until you justify God. And the way you justify God is to take sides with him against yourself and pronounce upon yourself condemnation. And by the way, it's so natural for one to want to justify themselves. And did not the patriarch Job say in the Old Testament, If I justify myself, my own mouth will condemn me. And so the truth is that we are all under guilt and all under condemnation. That is to say, that's our position as a result of sin and as a result of the fall. And certainly we do believe in man's ruin by the fall. We believe in redemption by the precious blood, and certainly we believe in regeneration by the Holy Spirit of God. But let me hurry just for a moment. Our Lord Jesus proceeds to show this lawyer his plight, his true position before God, and it's pictured in the one that goes from Jerusalem, that's the place of peace, to Jerusalem, Jericho, that's the city of the curse, and falls among the thieves, and he's stripped, he's wounded, and he is left half dead. You know, the truth is that as a result of the fall, we are spiritually dead and spiritually helpless and hopeless too. And what we need and what we must have, what you must have, what I must have, if I expect to be in the glory, is a Savior, the Savior, that one who came from the glory above and tasted death for every purpose, that he might bring us to God. And oh, I thank God for the story of the Good Samaritan. And I'm glad that one came right to where I was. I'm so thankful that he met my case and he met my need so fully. Now, I'm sure the young lawyer had not learned that important lesson. And you know, the truth is, it is a lesson that must be learned. Christ Jesus came into the world to save not those that were able to help themselves, but those who were helpless to do anything for themselves. And if he had apprehended the truth set forth by the Lord Jesus, then I'm sure he would have been ready for the Good Samaritan, ready for the Savior. And if you haven't, trust him today. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved.